about a stupid fact of the day, Kelly?
Let's do some learning.
This is where we find interesting things in the internet. We pass them along in the structure of learning.
With a stamp of fact.
Learning new things.
Uh-huh. I saw it.
When you break wind.
Oh.
Want to know how fast it goes?
I really never thought about it.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you now.
I don't need to think about it.
Well, here, I'm making you think about it.
Is this because yesterday was Dog Farting Awareness Day?
It travels about 10 feet per second.
Oh, great.
About 7 miles an hour.
Awesome. So is that helpful when it comes to the circumference you need around you to safely, like, make sure you're not offending anyone nearby? Like, they need to be about... Like, how is 10 feet away?
Yeah, you're right. There's math involved.
Like, how far away do people need to be before travels you can safely, like, not be detected?
It travels about 10 feet per second. So, you know, shoots out.
A more useful fact would be, what kind of a circumference around you do you need to have for you to escape unscathed without people knowing what you just did?
Have you ever...
That's a learning I need.
Have you ever, and I know you're not going to admit one way or the other, have you ever tried to, I guess, vacuum it up with your own nose?
No, you can't do that. I'm looking at you, though. Trying to imagine what that looked like. You just trying to, are you wafting it back into your face? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Thinking you could just suck it all up and no one's going to know? Is that what you're doing?
Why couldn't that work?
Because it doesn't. That's not how it can work.
Why can't you just smell up the smell?
No, you can't.
Just filter it yourself.
Nope. That's not the way it works. Good try, though.
So wait, I'm the only one in this room who's done
1,000%. Yes.
No.
Yes. So are you, what I'm gathering is you're in like a room. There's like no escape. You can't just run away.
Yeah. Or you let one go thinking that you're safe and then
you're
you
alone.
See someone coming and you're like,
oh no, they're going to walk right
into
it.
Like, oh, I'm going to have got to vacuum
they're gonna
this.
They're going to walk right
into it. I got to vacuum it up.
I mean, if you're still doing that in an elevator, that's a rookie mistake.
Sometimes you just got to do it.
Someone is going to walk into that.
I'm telling you, the worst.
If you're the only one in there, there's no excuse for you.
The worst, when you walk out and someone's waiting to walk right in.
Oh, God.
What
do you do?
You just turn around and wave. And as the door's shutting, it's just enjoy.
Evil.
I did. I enjoyed it.
Did you look up fart facts? Is that how you found this? That doesn't do, these things just don't appear while you're doing normal scrolling. So
well,
I'm just wondering, you had to make effort to find.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it.
Okay. Just to give you a little glimpse as to where Ben's brain goes after the show, these are the things that he thinks to research. Like, he's not just happening across it. Like, he's seeking it out. This is the learning he's seeking out.
Yeah. Hey, someone's got, I want to share it
too. Someone's
got
to do it? Really?
I want to share it too.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So anyways, stupid fact of the day.
That's great.
When you break wind, travels about 10 feet per second, about 7 miles an hour.
Who measured that? It's not like you can see it to be able to hold a measuring tape out. That's what I'm really curious as to how they detected that.
Yeah, it'd have to be like a controlled environment where you'd be able to probably like infrared, where you'd be able to see it. Coming out.
X-ray. Because you can detect, you can see gas on an X-ray.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd have to be that kind of technology.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I really would love to see the studies.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well,
like, I want to be in the lab.
I got it linked.
And who is the test subject? Do they, like, give, like...
Well, no one's asked me yet,
They put an ad out saying, this is what we're looking for. We're going to need you to eat a couple burritos before you come in. This is what we're going to measure.
Oh,
and is
shoot.
That affected by the food that you eat? What's generating the gas? I feel like there's a lot of factors going into that science.
Yeah, a lot of variables.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
But let's just assume in general, about 7 miles an hour.
Okay, great.
And
thank you so much for that.
And apparently you can't vacuum up your own smell.
Our lives are enhanced with this knowledge now. You can't get this kind of knowledge anywhere else.
Why would you?
Why would you indeed?